I always think of family farms in my head. I think about my family's past farms, and I actually don't really think about big agriculture stuff. I think more locally. I always think about, I don't know, just grandma and my mom and dad and all the stories I've heard about my great grandparents, who I never really met, but they just lived off of farming. So it's always just been kind of a small thing. You know, I do everything all year based on what's going on outside. Like Emma's now, she's already taken tree identification stuff and 4-H, and they go out and look for worms, you know, and hoe the dirt up pointlessly, you know, for something. But yeah, there's definitely something. Maybe not now. Maybe 20 years from now, they go, "Oh, hey, you know, that was really, I remember that. That was neat." I tend to garden, vegetable garden, according to what I've learned from family over the years. And the landscaping, it's almost a different mindset of what you're doing with plants. Just timing when things are right and dealing with doing it with everything else that you have to do. You know, when it's time to can green beans, it's time to can green beans. And if you don't get home till 6:30, you know, maybe you don't feel like it that day, but you need to do it. That's the hardest thing, is getting it in and doing it. My plan is to go into retirement doing this, doing it more, you know, getting more land and becoming more self-sufficient. It's all about me not wanting to leave the house, you know that, right? I don't want to go to the store. Yeah, it's a lifestyle. Deeply ingrained, I believe.